Company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal regulators are looking at falsified documents that led to counterfeit titanium plane parts being delivered to manufacturers like Boeing and Airbus. ABC Aviation contributor Steve Ganyard says,
if a parts manufacturer wants to cheat and try to cut corners to save money, it's very difficult for a manufacturer like Airbus or Boeing to figure out when the certifications have been counterfeited.
Boeing's removing the affected parts from planes that have not been delivered to airlines. In London, Kate, the Princess of Wales, making her first public appearance since she announced she's being treated for cancer. She is taking part in the King's birthday parade. President Biden will take part in a star-studded Hollywood fundraiser today in Los Angeles. Former President Donald Trump will speak in Detroit. Emergency crews in Portland, Oregon, rescued 28 people Friday from an amusement park ride that was stuck upside down for about half an hour. This is ABC News. Leaders from 90 countries meeting in Switzerland for the start of peace talks organized by Ukraine, calling for an end to the war with Russia. Vladimir Putin suggested one plan this week that has been rebuked by NATO's Secretary General.
Reacting to the Putin plan, which would involve Kyiv withdrawing troops from four occupied Ukrainian regions and renouncing plans to join NATO, Alliance Chief Stoltenberg in Brussels says,
this is not a peace proposal. This is a proposal of more aggression, more occupation.
By not accepting such a proposal now, any talks in the future, Putin says, will only be harder and more painful. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Dallas Mavericks stayed alive in the NBA Finals, thrashing the Boston Celtics 122-84. The Celtics still lead the series 3-1 and will have another chance to win their 18th title in Game 5 Monday in Boston. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for more clouds than sun. Today we're going to top off at 78. Tonight, breezy, a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm, likely mid-60s. On Sunday, any showers ending in the morning, then partly cloudy, hot, muggy, and breezy, a high of 91. 71 Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy, maybe a storm later in the day, a high of 92. Tuesday, 91. Wednesday, back to 81 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm in over my head. Every little thing she said haunts me in my sleep. I can't dig my way out. No living without her. I'm in way too deep. Time she speaks, I should have learned by now to take it slow. But down I go. I'm in a way too deep. I can't help but love her. Ain't no way to keep me from going under. I can't breathe. No saving me.
No saving me.
I'm in way too deep.
I'm in over my head.
I'm in way too deep.
I can't dig my way out. No living without her. I'm in way.
Hey, good morning, folks. 7:20 coming your way. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, your history lesson, about 10 minutes away. 59 with Dina Carter. She's just a girl. Singing on your radio.
Traveled around this world in airplanes and in cars. I've tried exotic foods and smoked some fine cigars. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl, an American girl. I'm just a girl, but I'm not an ordinary girl. I need a low Corvette with the top down and a bag.
Dina Carter singing about being daddy's girl on this holiday weekend.
And I'm ready to go home.
She's just a girl. 712, 59 degrees, looking for a high today of 78. Then it gets warm tomorrow, 91, 92 Monday, 91 Tuesday.
Blue jean baby. Was a seamstress for the band. Pretty eye, pirate smile. She'll marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand.
Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Guerin State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day.
Napa know-how.
Celebrity birthdays this week include, from 1930, Jim Nabors, an American comedian and actor best known to portray the role of Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show and on Gomer Pyle USMC. In 1923, Harry Houdini freed himself from a straitjacket while suspended upside down 40 feet in the air in New York City. In 1967, The Dirty Dozen is released in the U.S. 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first Indiana Jones film, and directed by Steven Spielberg starring Harrison Ford, was released. In 1990, the film Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty and Madonna premieres, and born this date in 1941, sportscaster Marv Albert.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
It's time to time travel with television. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory features Cordell Walker and his partner James Trevette. They're Texas Rangers, and they make it their business to battle crime in Dallas and all around the state of Texas. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory starred Chuck Norris. It's Walker, Texas Ranger.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you, 'cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Inside the pocket of a clown. It's a sad place to hang around.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just watching smiles turn into frowns.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Inside the pocket of a clown.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Inside the heartache of a fool.
That's Dwight Yoakam, The Pocket of a Clown. 7:25, we have birthdays and anniversaries coming your way next. But first, we're sending one out to good old Gillingham. This is for James. It's Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band.
To a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
That's the late Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band at 729. We're at 60 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries on the flip side. Don't go anywhere.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It's time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored on WRCO-FM each and every day by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, June 15th, 2024, and to see who's celebrating, let's jump on in. Sherry Meyer has a birthday, that from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy anniversary wishes to Sue and Chris Howarth from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Here's an anniversary wish going out to David and Amy Zegon today from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary to my sister and brother-in-law, Sue and Chris Howarth, from Lori and the guys. Allison Jurgensen, hope you have a great birthday today. That note from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Zachary Tony Jr., happy 20th. Enjoy your day. Love you from Grandma Jean. Violet Roan is celebrating a birthday, and that is the list of the Park Street Christian Church. From the Town and Country Presbyterian Church, Catherine Miller is on that list today. Happy anniversary wishes going out to Jeff and Vicki Felton. Have a great day with love from Mom. Aaron Kennedy makes the Little Willow Birthday Club. Addison Bird, and an anniversary for Frederick and Tamara Puckett from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. And birthday wishes to Nick Saling, Angela Bradford Grisbeck, Michael Tennant, all having a big birthday today. And an anniversary wish going out to Nick and Leah Shepherd and Eric and Tricia Olson from the Richland Center Lions Club today. If you're celebrating a birthday or maybe an impending anniversary or an anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best from everyone right here at WRCO-FM.
My heart is crying, crying, lonely teardrops. My pillow's never dry, lonely teardrops. You will say you will say.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more, and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
We're moving to 7:45. We'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell from the WRCO-FM and WRCO.com newsroom. 7:38, 60 degrees with the talented Jody Messina.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. But we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost trust, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
That's Jody Messina stopping by along the journey to 7:45. Caitlin O'Connell will have your 7:45 news update. That's about 5 minutes away. Ow. 60 degrees. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your weekend to get together. We're just going to be out back digging up bones with Randy Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet I'm not, I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45, we're at 60 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chats Feed, Seed, and Such. The weekend holiday forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher for today: more clouds than sun will top off at 78. Breezy with a few showers and thunderstorms likely overnight, 65. Any showers ending tomorrow morning. Then it's going to get hot, humid, and breezy, 91, 92 on Monday. Our morning low was 57. We have mostly cloudy start to your day, and we're up to 61 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, June 15th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Someday people could get a ride to the hospital in an electric ambulance. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says zero-emission ambulances are a good idea because of the nature of the emergency work.
An ambulance tends to idle a lot because of the need to be on scene or at the hospital.
He says new model electric ambulances would cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
The latest model electric ambulance was recently showcased in St. Paul, Minnesota. DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure isn't where it needs to be quite yet. Today is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Michael Hernan has more.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was launched on June 15, 2006 by the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse and the World Health Organization at the United Nations. Cindy Bromland is an APS worker for Richland County Health and Human Services.
Every year we have the Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 15th. A lot of the counties put out something in regards to that to help bring awareness to the community. We try to do some other outreach to people as well and try to get more people involved with the community and keeping an eye on our elders.
Knowing the signs of elder abuse is very crucial for preventing or stopping elder abuse. Bromlin helps uncover the signs of elder abuse.
People aren't aware and they don't know the signs to look out for. Some of the signs that you can keep an eye out for, like unexplained bruises, welts, burns, fear, anxiety, or agitation around certain people, changes in their appetite or unusual dramatic weight gain or losses, unexplained changes in health, increasing withdrawals or isolation, lack of knowledge about personal finances or conflicting stories, sudden inability to pay bills or buy food, dependency of adult children, caregivers, or the older person for income and or shelter, poor personal hygiene, wearing inappropriate or inadequate clothing, just kind of them pulling away from people and not understanding things or making up things that seem out there that's not quite understandable is another thing to keep an eye out for as well.
Being diagnosed with a disease increases the percentage of being an elder abuse victim. Brandy Christensen is a behavioral health manager for Richland County Health and Human Services.
Yep, a lot of our cases we've noticed have come dementias growing rapidly in this day and age. And a lot of people who are more susceptible to abuse or neglect have some sort of cognitive impairment. A lot of times our cases come through where most of them are related in some way or some kind of caregiver, and it starts slowly and then gets more involved, and they're not aware of it happening until it's too late.
The Richland County Health and Human Services are quite busy around this time of year. Christensen on the project they are working on for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing a pinwheel project later this week, I believe. We're going to be putting pinwheels in the courthouse lawn for every report that came in that Cindy investigated last year. I believe there was 118.
Wow, that was just in the county?
Yes, just Richland County.
Statistics are a great resource to use for preventing major issues. The Richland County Health and Human Services uses the data to prevent elder abuse cases in the future.
And this year, we've already had 104 APS referrals. So So we've got quite a few. We're reaching the same amount we did last year already, and we're only halfway through the year this year.
There are many different types of APS reports being issued. It's important to know which are which to prevent future cases of APS.
So I've done a lot of different things. We've had guardianship referrals, protective placement, mental health referrals, financial exploitation, self-neglect, abuse and neglect, harassment, sexual abuse, welfare checks, conservatorships, and funding requests that have come through APS. Mm-hmm. So it's been very busy, and I try to do the best that I can with what I have and work with the families and try to figure out an outcome. And I work a lot with the hospitals and law enforcement on taking care of everything as well. So,
for WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host the Happy Tales Dog Walk at the Woodman Dog Park today from 10 until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Jane Muller is the Dog Adoption Coordinator.
The purpose for our dog walk is just to have fun. We want people to come out with their dogs. We are going to have just a great time walking the trails or being in the dog park. And the second reason is to promote the foster program. And we will have information available out at the dog park regarding foster care. We're going to have events out there, and our big event is going to be we're having a dog trainer out there by the name of Dave Barron, and he has over 15 years of experience with training dogs, both in the field and for obedience, and he is placed in competitions for obedience. So if anybody wants to ask him questions about dog behavior, please come out and do so.
The walk will feature two walking trails with markers, an obstacle course for exercise and fun, information about the foster dog program, t-shirts, hats, and dog items, dog treats donated by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, human health snack bags, a volunteer information table, and OMHS membership and information. Jane Muller says it is important for the community to know what Okooch does in the community.
I think it's important that people are aware that we do work with dogs because we do have a lot of cats that we work with. So I think sometimes we're sort of overlooked on the dog side of things, but we do help between 10 and 15 dogs a year. And that's pretty consistent over the history of the organization since 2001. And again, all these dogs either have to be in a foster care situation or we have to kennel them. And we really would much prefer to have dogs with humans in a foster care environment because they learn more. A dog in a kennel, you know, you can't work with them on any issues they may have, such as pulling on the leash, you know, or any other issues that might crop up. Some dogs don't need much work at all when they come into foster, and they're darn near perfect when they come in. And I would say that a lot of dogs are that way. Sometimes house training is involved, and of course a dog doesn't get house trained sitting in a kennel. So again, the foster program is very important to us, and we really are looking for more foster staff so we can help more dogs.
Dogs should wear a comfortable collar or vest. The dog should also wear a 4 or 6 foot leash. No retractable leashes are allowed at the event. Free will offerings will be accepted. To volunteer or ask questions, you can call 608-604-9156 or 608-647-3108. For your comfort, bring a chair to watch the events. The third annual Taste of the Hills is happening today from 4 until 9 tonight. Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce President Christy Atzett has more on the growing event.
The first year we probably had about 300 people, yeah. And last year we had probably 400 or 500 people there. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's people can come and go and enjoy the evening and listen to some great music, and there are a lot of food opportunities and beverage opportunities. So, just a nice night to come out and sit under the stars and listen to some good music.
Taste of the Hills will run from 4 until 9 this evening at Crosscut Park. Don't miss the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds going on through Sunday. Performances will be held tonight starting at 7:30. Tomorrow will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. Tickets at the gate today are $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 are free.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, June 15th. Clarence R., son, Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. For Clarence R., son, Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at the UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 3 o'clock at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. From Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66 of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. Alicia Heath, 33 of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple in honor of Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33 of Plain and Spring Green. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96 of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96 of Blue River.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With warmer weather comes summer fun, and this month we have the event for you. On Saturday, June 29th, from 10 to 3, we invite all of our friends to our grand reopening at the new location. We will have two local food trucks, a coffee truck, Tiny Acres, and store product door prizes and giveaways. Stop inside on that day only to receive 5% off your entire purchase and $5 off a large bag of Next Level dog food. We hope to see you there, as it's bound to be loads of fun. Thank you to all of our friends for your continued